evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Mighty Misfit Menagerie, or...
Cast!
Fun Tootie.
Yeah! We are back to Wild Beyond the Witchlight tonight, followed by Half Hour Break, followed by Strixhaven. We will hopefully have the wonderful Margarita back with us next week. She's just a little under the weather, so we're getting her back up to full strength with a long rest. Before she's back in the room. So we're looking forward to it, and we're missing you, Margarita, if you're seeing this.
I'm having such a hard time understanding you without your French accent.
I know. I articulate a lot better with that ridiculous voice. speaking of things that have happened in previous episodes, although that was a different show, we have this lore expert in the group that has the universe-spanning knowledge of all of the realms in which the Mighty Misfits traverse. And I would like to turn it over to that expert, Helena.
It is a heavy responsibility.
It is.
And I bear it with grace. It was so exciting. We were just attacking the hag. All according to plan, she was going to go down. While Will and his boys were elsewhere, enacting their half of the plan also perfectly. So, we're fighting the hag. She bursts a red cap out of her abdomen, which, I mean, sure, that's a hag. So, everybody was like, ooh, let me distract you with the red cap. Solstice was like, no, I have one mind, and it is on the hag. And so, he made it so that she could not run away. She wanted to run away, but she could not. And so, she died. I don't think Solstice got the final kill, but... that's okay.
I mean, you essentially got the final kill because if she had run away, none of us would have gotten the kill.
Indeed. So. I take the credit. Even though I needed to be helped with that move. Okay, so then we were like, these kids are still near us. Stay close, kids, because we don't know what else is going on in Loom Lurch. And maybe they know things. Or maybe we could put them in front of monsters if we need to. I don't know. Well, it never hurts to have them to do that with.
It never hurts to have tiny, innocent meat shields.
And snacks.
Oh, also, when Granny died, a weird bug came out of her corpse and gave Percy a tip. And that is that Endolin is afraid of eclipses. Totally normal.
That's right. But we have determined via after party that showing our butt and then covering it with our own hands is not an eclipse.
Tragic, I know. So we're like, kids, stay close. Let us continue looking around. We'll get you to Will. So they're like, okay. So then we go into the next room. There's some tin soldiers within it. And of course, they attack us. Recapitated. I feel like that went really anticlimactic at the end.
There was a lot of, yeah, I mean, the tin soldier thing was pretty cool with the web locking them into place. And
there was a shadow named Boggles that Cody rudely attacked, so it ran away. So who knows?
They were filled with oil.
And there's an oil can. We still have that.
And you guys did collect Boggle oil from the oil cans, for the oil can, so he is now full of Boggle oil.
Yeah.
Oh, is that important?
I mean, if he's bringing it up, it might be.
That's why I'm asking. How could that be important, no?
As a reminder, the three children who you have with you, just so you know who these meat shields are, is Nal, an 11-year-old drow boy, who you initially found entertaining his friends, trying to raise their spirits in these difficult times, playing a joke and dancing on the table for them. Sung, a 9-year-old human female, who was very worried but clearly stalwart in her resolve to escape this place. And Philomena, an 8-year-old female Lightfoot halfling, who begged you to save Oink, her piglet, before you left.
Did we do that?
I don't believe you have yet.
Okay.
But... she will.
Oh, the pig is not nearby. We have not encountered the pig.
You have not encountered the pig yet. Cool. Yes. But these are people. So, not meat shields. You are not an evil party.
We get that.
Let us have our arcs, as
you
they may.
You said there were options for nonviolent confrontations in this book. Throwing a kid at a monster seems like a pretty easy way to get away without
I just don't... You went from, like, rescuing Harangon, who got thrown into the carnival, and basically making him a surrogate member of your family, to being like, fuck these kids.
I didn't adopt
I was joking.
Not these. Them. Fuck them kids.
Okay, it's Nahl, Philomena, and what was the
song?
Song. Okay.
Look, the existence of non-violent options means, or it implies, the existence of violent options.
It is true. There are always violent options.
Plus, Jeljo would never let us throw a kid to a monster. She's going to, like, make sure she keeps the kids really far.
I forgot our moral compass is the one that's sick.
Well, sometimes the bunny, like, has opinions on stuff.
The bunny.
He is a Herringon. Thank you very much.
Herringon's not bunny?
No, they're incredibly different. Very unique.
Oh.
Separate. Totally not at all connected.
It's in my spine. Herringon stand up straight more and walk different on hind legs more.
Much higher intelligence score.
Usually.
That uncle of yours.
It seems weird that we would bring up stereotypes about bunnies in a conversation about how you aren't a stereotypical bunny, but okay, whatever.
So, when we left off last time, you had all just opened, after the tin soldiers, you ended up in a pantry.
Oh, there was more. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Go ahead.
You had entered into this pantry and were kind of searching through it to see if there was anything useful around. And at the largest of the doors, you opened it and a swarm of moths came out enveloping you and then clustering around the one lamp in the hallway as they began to circle it, like moths drawn to a flame. It contains, within the cupboard, a recognizable face.
Oh, yeah, the pig mask.
As a reminder, hey, where are you at? She's there. She's in the middle.
New pig mask, who it is? Oh, crap. Close that, I'm sorry. Hit the wrong button.
Oh, it's okay. I hit it again. It's been a while. She's right in the middle with that pig mask and blue skin underneath, enveloped in mosque silk.
I want that lollipop.
And upon the light hitting the pig mask face, she stretches her arms and the silk opens as she tumbles forward, slouched, and says,
"Why have you awakened me?"
And then, to be fair, somebody, I don't remember exactly who, did say, "Well, we just killed the hag, you are free." Was that you,
Jay? Was me.
And roll for initiative.
As a free action, when she says, "Why have you awakened me?"
I would like to cast retcon.
I would just like to to tell you that you're free.
Roll for initiative.
You're free, pig mask. We've given you a sock.
Adventurers have given pig mask a sock. Now she kills them. With the sock.
I don't even want to know what that looks like.
I'll put my knife in the sock and then stab you with it.
And then it to me.
All right. That's going to Kate?
18.
All right. That's not too bad, Percy. All right. That is too bad.
Oh, God.
I wanted to call you Kaim. I don't know why that was where my brain went. We're just double-jigging it tonight.
Hey, no one needs that.
Sounds like a bundle of joy.
All right. And what's your name, 17?
Cody?
That's it. It's great, because I have it on my screen and I read it at the same time that you see.
Now his name is 17.
And now we have the one that I keep saying Solstice, and then my brain tells me that's wrong, but it's not wrong.
What do you call? Six.
All right.
When Jeltra's on 20.
Oh boy, she's first.
What's the being piloted penalty?
Negative 10.
Okay.
That's what I thought. You can choose to take or not.
I believe she is in dire wolf form, or is she a spider?
Maybe she's in spider. No, dire wolf.
She's in dire wolf because she was letting the kids ride her.
That's right.
Okay, and then.
So she got chilling on her back.
Yeah. Who cast web then?
I don't know what. Oh,
okay.
Weep.
All right, that's going to bring us to Jeltra first up.
I think Jeltra's going to hang back and protect the children.
That sounds like a Jeltra thing to do.
Right. That sounds like a thing that she would do.
Oh, everybody's on top of each other. That's what happened here. Yeah. And
Hey, don't judge.
Cade's in front here because he's the one that spoke.
I'm not saying this is my fault, but it didn't happen not because of me.
And we'll give her the dodge action then, if that's cool.
Yeah, that's actually really smart. So
awesome. That'll bring us down to Cade. What you got, Nikki?
Seeing that she like unfurled and is prepping for combat, Nikki's going to. I did. No, you're free.
Okay, stop trying to talk to it. Just stab it in the face.
You have killed my mistress and given me the freedom to take revenge.
Revenge not required. She's dead. And then I'm just going to throw my hand out and in a panic cast Nathar's Mischief.
Nathar's Mischief!
What did that look like and what does that do?
Just seeing that it's going to attack still, even though Nikade has no idea why, because the hag is dead. It's like and some blue mist comes out, and then a 20-foot cube forms around her. Ooh. So as to not hit anybody else, if we can. I didn't ask how big the tiles are.
The tiles are 10 by 10.
Okay. And then I have to roll a d4 to see what effect takes place.
Oh no. Are we in danger?
No.
Hank, are we in danger?
3.
Real answer?
She must succeed on a wisdom saving throw. Which I prefer if she failed.
Has a 7.
She fails.
Okay.
The air around her, fills with a apple pie scent, and she starts giggling. She is now incapacitated and must move all of her movement to move in a random direction.
Okay, wow. As you hear this horrendous scratchy sound from inside the room.
She's gone mad!
Does she half doubles over? All right. And is that on her turn that she takes that?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what to do now.
No way. We'll come stab her a bunch.
Oh, okay. As you just hear more murderous giggling.
That'll bring us to Cody.
You know, I think Kate has got this. I'm gonna go check this door. I'm just kidding. Did you move in behind Kate? And then like on top of this.
There?
Yeah, I just want Solstice to be able to get into the room. Yeah, my laptop is real slow too.
Have we tried turning
Mercury in retrograde?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I thought it was going into Gatorade.
No. That's next month.
But then it would be hydrated.
I'm gonna try a sharp shot.
Okay.
Does that, in any chance, give me advantage? You're laughing uncontrollably, random direction.
She's incapacitated.
She is. Oh,
yeah. Incapacitated.
Giggling. Nathar's Mischief.
Well, just means you can't take actions or reactions. So.
Does your spell make her laugh in that way, or is that how she normally laughs?
Oh, that's me.
Does an 8 hit?
An 8 does not.
Okay, go on again. Okay, does a 20 hit?
Yes.
All right.
Barely.
What?
Yikes.
I'm not going to waste anything extra on this, so we're looking at 22 plus 5, 27.
Right through the eye of the pig mask and out the back, as you see. And she falls down with a clatter, the lollipop rolling away from her body.
It's the...
very tough opponent.
As the dart returns to my hand, and I'm like, did I fuck up?
Looks good to me.
As I pull all the apple cinnamon scent back, I don't think there was any saving that one.
You know, sometimes an evil minion is evil.
Did the kids see? As I look out the door,
Joshua's like, woof, as if to indicate no. We've learned her no and yes barks.
Aren't they on top of her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's like all the way over here. There's no line of sight.
The other person was right there.
Null is leaning down and like scratching her under the neck, and they are all clearly very distracted with the fuzzy dog as Sung is trying to comfort Philomena that they will get Oink back. Just, we'll get Oink, don't worry, we'll take her when we leave.
That wasn't Oink, right? That was an Oink.
My pig.
Huh? That was an Oink, right?
Yeah. She didn't happen to look like an undead creature with a pig mask, right?
No, she's a pig.
She's a real pig.
She's a real pig. Full like, pig. Little hooves and like prancing about.
Piglet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Baby pig.
Can I go and take the pig mask off of?
Sure.
Oh, jeez. I don't want to see what's under there.
Can
I leave the room before he does that? Like, I see him walking towards her and I'm like, nope. World of nope. I'm going to go play with the, what do you call them? Children.
What do you call these things?
It's clear as you remove it that Sow Pig was a ghoul. And the mask has been on so long that it sticks to the skin around the face, and it tears it off as you remove it, revealing musculature and skeleton underneath, half rotted away from her undead state.
Eyes
now permanently opened.
As I am looking at the mask, is it obvious that this is going to haunt the rest of the party's dreams at night? Or
you already have a beating heart in your bag. Just put it in your goddamn bag.
What I'm trying to ask is it going to smell if I keep it?
The mask?
Go ahead and roll a nature check.
Is the mask going to smell? It's got ghoul tidbits on it.
Delta just comes in.
Consult and the spirit.
Gently slaps your hand with her paw. No.
Jeltra is in heaven with the kids playing with her, and thus not seeing
too distracted.
I'm thinking I'm gonna come up and lick it.
That's a 3 total.
Yeah, as far as you're concerned, like she's undead, so if she was gonna sting, she's already gonna do it. So like, it doesn't even matter. You don't have to clean it off or anything. This should be fine.
You should probably put it on your face because that's what.
I'm not gonna do that. Okay.
Have you ever? I don't even want to talk about it. That's an after party conversation.
All right. With now a sow pig mask next to your beating heart, which is still chilly each time you reach into the bag, what are y'all doing?
Post epilogue story for Negade is he just makes the grossest golem out of all the bits that he collected while he was in the Feywild.
I demand that.
He ends up becoming an artificer just to do that.
Yeah. Except it's a flesh golem.
Could
so, like,
class into an artificer.
Percy is still disappointed in him.
Do we search this room? Do we need to?
I left. So that's up to you, buddy.
It's up to you.
It's a pantry, so we feel like.
I feel like Percy has this working theory. Like, we keep finding figurines. When we're like in the hex places, and so I feel like they have to mean something, or like maybe they do something. Like, I don't know, but we keep finding
nauseous from that description of that mask coming off.
I'll go to the next door while he investigates the pantry.
It's mostly just junk and rummage like you've seen in the rest of these rooms. There are some like rotting spices and things that have been left. The force of which seems doubled by the exodus of that sweet cinnamon scent. And from there, it seems that Sow Pig had maybe made this her resting place. So they used the other ones for greater storage than this room.
What's with the moths? Are they still going off?
They're still just around the lamp.
Oh, okay. So they weren't related to Sow Pig.
From what you can see, they maybe just got locked in there with her, and then they just did their mothy thing to make the silk. And once they were freed, they just went for another light source.
Yep.
Lamp.
I just don't know if you've ever peeled something off of a person, but he did a very good job.
All right, so the next door?
Yeah.
It is unlocked.
Open it. Boom!
Oh, did we already look in this room, Colter?
What's that?
Which you did. You looked in, I believe, all the rooms.
Okay, it makes sense because I can kind of see it. So.
Oh, it's you, you poor idiot.
How did he get all the way over here?
He sent him to the kitchen.
Oh, I did. That's right.
Ah! Sorry about that. The door's locked. The room that you entered has three doors and a wood-carved staircase that ascends to a higher level. From that higher level, you can hear an almost rhythmic mechanical sound going, and the sound of wood against wood and stretching fabric. The walls here are a dense tangle of tree roots and brambles, nestled among which are five animated portraits.
Neat. I would like to look at those.
The first is of a truly ancient and terrifying hag. Looking around the room, the next, you recognize almost immediately a toadish hag that is Bethlord of Blightstraw. Followed up, a skeletal hag wearing a black theatrical contraption resembling a dress. And last of those four, a hag with a wind-up key in her back, one empty eye socket, and a wooden eye held in her hand that you just killed in the previous room. The furthest portrait away from all of you is of a svelte, dark-haired woman with a commanding presence.
Do we know what Isabella looks like?
Mommy? Sorry.
You have not seen any depiction of her. Those of you that worked at the carnival, roll a history check.
Does this svelte woman, the last one, look like that person we killed? And,
Hunter, is this, is this artifacts?
No.
15.
You know what I just realized? Hmm. There is an actual image of this in the book, but not in the Roll 20. And I was like, I'm going to pull that up and I'm going to show them the picture. It's going to be all
thick. It's not under the handout?
It's, I don't think so. Give me that and I'll check. Negative 2. All right.
19.
Mm-hmm.
No, negative 1. Sorry.
12.
12? You didn't work at the carnival.
That's right. Sorry. Okay.
And Cade?
15.
So, of the three of you, the only one that makes this connection is Solstice. It almost looks like it matches one of the mannequins from the Hall of Illusions back at the carnival. And racking your brain to try and remember what the placard on that mannequin read, it was of Tasha.
Hmm.
This may be Tasha from the Hall of Illusions.
My cousin with the weird foot?
No. Oh. The mannequin in the Hall of Illusions?
Where was that again?
At the carnival. The Hall of Illusions.
Can I roll to see if I know who Tasha is?
You can.
You have a cousin Tasha with a weird foot?
History or Arcana?
Great aunt twice removed. Tasha with a weird foot.
Is she a Herringer?
Yes.
Oh, we might be related then.
20? Yeah. Yeah, you know who Tasha is. I mean, the figure of legends, the queen of witches, the one who holds the name for several spells that are still used today. You know that it's very much a legend. Like, she hasn't been heard from in generations. But it appears that if this is correct and Solstice is recognizing her, then she had some connection to these hags. One of the legends about her is that she was raised by Baba Yaga. So perhaps that would draw you back to the eldest and largest of the hag portraits.
To be honest, Tasha's the one with the club foot still owes me a sweet bun that she stole from me when we were 8.
Like Tasha?
Well, she seems very commanding, so yes, maybe the one and only Tasha. Who's
remember.
That?
Hall of Illusions, was that one of our spots or was it too busy? I don't know if I've ever been in there.
Well, you know, you don't like to look at female forms.
No, that was the Hall of Mirrors.
A memory comes back of the times that you attempted to do it, and kept having to freeze whenever anybody entered and attempt to pretend to be the wax. But eventually, your pumpkin-headed friend, who had gone missing now, came and told you that you weren't fooling anybody.
Oh, the red light, green light hall.
Yeah, good time.
Yellow?
We never did get that red light, did we?
No.
Anyway, yes.
I remember her. She's very important. She had the pointy hat.
Yes, very commanding.
We once pretended to be laughing at what she was laughing at.
Mm-hmm. And then the next time we were pretending, she was cursing.
Put your pants back up for that.
Well, for the one where she was cursing us, it made sense I didn't have pants on.
I guess.
Hideous laughter. Tasha's hideous laughter. That's where that comes from.
A spell.
She wrote her own spells? My cousin. From Mudbrook.
So are the hags her children?
Mudbrook. It's Mudbrook. That's how the...
Not when you're from there.
For now.
Are there, I would like to investigate, like,
how dare you butt explain to me?
Any kind of placards or
how dare
anything
you humanize
else in this room that would help me?
Approaching the portrait, go ahead and roll me dexterity save.
Oh.
No. Solstice, that is not in double digits.
Six.
So reaching out to try and clear away some of the branches to see if there's anything underneath it, you get pricked by one of the thorns. And it doesn't hurt beyond just that moment, but all of the portraits around you, in their slight kind of old movie way of just shifting poses, shimmer into blanks.
Oh.
And then moments later... are all filled once again. The one that you are facing shows you in true form.
Wow.
The next one over shows Cody in his finest mismatched regalia.
You mean my finest regalia?
The next one over shows your mother, and the last your father.
My meal.
Three unicorns and a Cody.
This place is wonderful.
And Cody going like this.
Look at the lines of musculature on my father's haunches, man.
Your father
knew the best workouts.
Your father was always a very attractive unicorn. Mm-hmm, yes.
Mm-hmm. As you discuss it, he turns and kind of flexes one leg to give him a better, and then shifts back to a natural position. And you can see that the portraits of your mother and father occasionally will like look at each other and nod and bray, although it is silent.
I stand under the portrait of her father, and you were always so approving of me.
Shifts the other direction, flexes again, flips his tail.
That was very dismissive. That was very on brand.
Slowly rears up for a moment in this like glorious pose, and then comes back down with the cloth. Every time that they move, it's almost this effect of watching a grainy projection. Mm-hmm. The movement seems like it skips frames and then comes back into clarity.
It's like when you watch a movie while like a strobe light's on?
Yeah. Yeah, it comes back into clarity once they're still.
Sally, I'm enraptured.
We don't see that, do we?
All of you do.
Oh, no, we do. Okay.
All of the portraits changed.
All right, so it could have been my cousin Tom. Isn't that I'm related to the hags?
Buddy, I don't... Well, things do skip generations, I guess.
What kind of skips generation?
So, where do those other doors go?
What magic makes these work? Do we know?
I don't know. I will go and purposely prick my finger on the same one.
All of them. And there was still one blank portrait in the bunch, but now all of them fizzle out into nothing, and then as if a cloud descended again, what do we see? I knew more about Solstice's family.
I guess it's just, so it's my family members?
Your closest family members, the way that this functions is, it's you and four closest family members, and if you don't have four, the portraits are blank.
Okay, so it'll be Cody, because Solstice was one of them in her.
Yes.
So it was Cody, Solstice in a centaur unicorn form. because he has not decided which one he prefers yet. Cool. Then Negade, and then Mr. Witch and Mr. Light.
As they all come to life once more, you see, even though the portraits are not actually directly next to each other, Mr. Witch and Mr. Light are both leaning against the frame as if they're back-to-back with one another.
I almost considered putting them in the same.
It just captures their personality somehow. Oh, it's like all-knowing.
I'm sorry about the confusion on yours, my love. I've been meaning to talk to you about it.
As you watch her form, his form, shifts fully into a unicorn, the unicorn turns to kind of a diagonal, and then the form morphs fully into Solstice, and it's clear that it's kind of continually shifting.
I am multifaceted.
Somebody else prick their finger, please.
I look at me up in head. Both ears folded down, and I look at Cody.
What?
Nothing.
And you, I reach over and take pictures. But I mean, that's all that does. These don't mean anything, right?
You see, Cody, but dressed in normal, nice, decent clothes.
Oh, I look horrible.
And then Solstice, and then I imagine the last three are just filled with hair and gone.
Stacked on top of one another.
This is the first.
You just get a 404 error. It's just like,
so, not enough memory.
Two of the portraits are blank, and one of them is just full of hair and gone. Like, just a dozen of them all in that one image.
I guess the two that are blank, one you'd see like Percy kind of forming in the corner, and then the other one is like a wolf head, and then it's like a spider kind of crawling up.
And then an incredibly sexy Geltrude.
Leaning against the tree.
And you now can see all of the people that Kate has been talking to.
Is that one's not even a Harrigan.
We need to go home and meet your family one day, Kate. They look like a fun bunch.
Rowdy at times.
I mean, seeing as they can't stay in frame long enough for me to get details, I yell at the portrait.
These ones seem to be too preoccupied with one another to have any idea what's going on. Like, they're like, you can see like what is possibly a husband and wife bickering back and forth at each other. An aunt that's like reading a tarot deck. You can see the two like two lovers in one of the corners just turned away from the portrait
do
itself.
Do we see the uncle half in the snake?
Yes.
Some water like falls into the frame and all of them scurry away. Yeah.
The uncle that's half in the snake is the one that actually looks out and waves, although he's not really looking at anything in particular. He's just waving out into the world.
Like from inside the snake? Oh, like his back half is
moving. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's like, so he just sticks an arm out through the snake's skin and just kind of like waving it back and forth. This is fascinating, but maybe we should go?
Wait, Jeltra, you do yours first. I know, but isn't she related to Zabelna? Like,
I will have her do it, but I don't know any.
Yeah. When Jeltra does it, only two of the frames are filled. You see the first one comes up is for herself, of course, and then a kindly woman that looks very much like Jeltra, except for perhaps 20 years older.
She was beautiful.
Dressed in very simple... Oh my god, I'm losing all my words today. A very simple kind of peasant robes with a belt fastened around the waist, and there's a satchel where you can see flowers and sprigs of herbs coming out of the satchel, and she just stands with her hands clasped in front of her and a warm smile on her face. Mm-hmm. And another that shows an elderly woman with this sort of chaotic but contagious grin, holding a staff hunched over with her hood up over her head and flowing white hair coming out of it that's clearly not brushed, but almost like it's exactly how it's meant to be. Toothy grin and a hooked nose, and there's this shimmer at the top of the staff that seems to come in and out of focus as she just grins and for the first time, the portrait looks directly at each of you, whereas the others seem to look off into nothing.
Your granny seemed like she had a good personality. That's she seems very sharp.
She
keeps looking at me.
Stamps the staff, and that portrait goes blank.
Oh. Okay.
Jelsa's mother still stands with her hands clasped, smiling kind of blankly out.
Come on, Percy.
I don't want to.
You don't want to see yours.
I'll tread in wolf form.
Not. Not really.
Okay. Moving on.
We'll see, because Percy doesn't remember his
family. Okay. I'm just saying, Percy, if the photo of me is embarrassing because of your burgeoning feelings towards me, I will be okay with that. It is fine.
So, I'll go poke it. But if it's built on memory, I don't remember my family.
If for no other reason than to see a dashing portrait of yourself, I, for one, will treasure the memory of seeing myself whole again.
You appear in the frame directly in front of you with Cosmo and up on top of his cage. And all of the other frames in the room.
Oh.
Can we go now?
Wow, we really ended up. Point out
several of us were in each other's photos. I would go to the door and go like, this is locked.
Yeah, I wasn't in yours.
I didn't have enough portraits.
I walk over to Percy and I just pat. You okay?
Yeah.
What does this mean about...
You had a small spot in one of mine. Did I pat him?
Sheltra, feeling guilty, tricks herself again to change the images back. And you notice this time, only her and her mother show up.
Hmm. That's interesting.
That was Granny, though. It looked just like her.
Well, she seems like maybe she knows something that we don't.
To be honest, I thought when we met your Granny Jeltra, there would be more of a revelation.
Granny was never big on revelations.
It just seemed like we were working towards some kind of, like, big thing with her, and it's just narratively, it's just dropped now.
Not real life doesn't always follow narrative continuity.
Since when?
Since we've landed in the Feywild.
I'm just saying, all fairy stories are about, you know, boy meeting unicorn, falling in love, them being cursed, going, fighting hags, living happily ever after. I mean, I've read that story a million times.
I've only ever heard that story once, and it's still being told.
No, I distinctly remember hearing it somewhere else.
He has gone mad with his power to lie.
Yes, I was lying. Because that was a silly thing to say. Ha ha!
So, while I was...
I'm just glad you read.
I didn't know he could read.
Shh. Yes, I will tell them. I'll tell them. Our friend wanted me to pass along. While this door was locked, that one leads outside to where there is a box and a strange wooden horse, and then the stairs go up to fabric work, where there are some children weaving.
Where is the kitchen?
You need to get the children.
Oh, cursed one.
And the locked door.
Okay. Percy?
I'm already going upstairs.
You don't want to unlock the locked door?
There's kids up here.
Well, but there's... His friend is in the kitchen. Locked.
Hello in there. Can you unlock from the other side?
Oh, what kind of keyhole is it?
You feel a little, like, tug on your waistcoat, and Gnoll, the drow boy, offers, I stole this from Granny while she was still, breathing.
What is it?
A key.
Oh, thank you,
Good show, my boy!
Thank you, Noah. And then I will go and unlock the kitchen.
We were planning to try and free Elkhorn ourselves, but... All right, are we going upstairs or into the kitchen?
I unlock the kitchen door.
Percy's going upstairs.
Well, no, if you're like, we're going to go here first, I'll walk back down.
Well, I just... Our little
Huffy Apple Friend doesn't have long for this world. I want him to see his friend before he dies.
What was that? I'll be here all day.
I'm sure you will be here all day.
Opening the door, this squalid kitchen is carved out of the trunk of a fallen oak. Large clay oven sits in the middle of the room, surrounded by crowded shelves laden with forest fungi, jars of pickled grubs, animal skulls, and moldy cookbooks. Sickly, sweet vapors emerge from a cauldron that rests atop the oven. A young human girl. Yeah, it's one
is
of the
she
new
from
races.
Wood group?
It's one of the new races they introduced for Spelljammer.
Oh, okay. No,
humans.
Is that one of the districts in Eberron?
No, they're just humans with ditto faces, so they just have the two dots in the line.
A young human girl, shackled to a work table, is hard at work peeling potatoes. Set into the floor nearby is a padlocked iron grate through which you hear a gruff male voice say, "Are those potatoes I smell?" A green dragon, the size of a large dog, is coiled up near the oven, apparently dozing. Fumes rise from the wormling's nostrils.
He's peeled up.
I'm probably going to try again.
If he didn't. To make him a friend. Me too.
I do.
Do you have treats? Where was that pantry?
I do undo the pickled grubs and have one.
Are you trying to be quiet?
Yes.
Roll stealth.
I just can't resist a good pickled grub.
Nine. I was pretty good in time out over here.
19.
So you're both entering the room.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But only to grab pickled grubs, and then I will retreat back out.
I'm retreating back out. This is a green wormling.
Yeah, Nikade is the brave one.
I'm flammable, too.
Very flammable.
I want to go in, too.
It's green, so a meta knowledge, you don't have to worry about that.
Oh.
It's just painted.
That would be hilarious. Okay. Can we paint dragon?
Not
15.
Not
like get a white dragon and just paint it red.
Don't make me do it.
I'm sorry, but I absolutely love this and you should see it.
And then everyone starts casting. This
is like, not how you're fighting.
Is it like a young stuff? Dragon or is it just a small
one? He's cute.
Oh, so he's asleep in a jack in the box?
No.
Oh.
He's asleep, just kind of curled up like a little dog in front of the, well, a decently sized dog.
Also, that is the most horrifying Jack in the Box I have ever seen in my life. You did not properly describe the animations.
Yeah, you walked past
a
few of them. Yeah.
Why do you want to open those?
For she was lying to me in every single one of them you walked past.
All right, and what was your stuff?
15.
And let's see here what he thinks about all of this.
If I was level 5, I would have that's without trace.
You are able to get the grubs and back out of the room. And between the three of you rolling together, as you almost fall, Solstice catches you. And you just hear this. And the fumes continue back as normal.
Okay, that thing is going to kill you.
And if it doesn't, maybe we can write it later.
Second there.
I know I'm not the smart one of this group. And often I have bad
ideas. You lost it in the room.
Right outside.
You backed out with your grubs. Eat your grubs. Should we tell them that they're free? As I reach with the I reach back for a girl.
The little girl at this point has noticed you.
Oh, okay.
As she like keeps peeling potatoes. Her eyes are wide as she just stares over.
I'm gonna fly up. I'm gonna fly over to her.
Add your stealth to the group.
I to Solstice.
He's without being told. Is
that important? Oh, buddy.
He's like,
tell him.
You should have a one. Nine?
Oh boy.
You managed to get to the other side of the room.
Guidance!
As you touch down, it jolts the table and rolls her bowl of peeling off the side as it clatters on the edge and cradle ball.
Dart.
It says the player who's not in the room.
Well, and also my hands are full, so I guess maybe not.
Roll initiative. Unless you're planning on doing something else. But
well, I'm retracting my throwing the dart. That's not what we're rolling initiative, right?
What are you doing then?
I don't know. I'm letting them. They want to tame the intelligent creature as if it was a dog. I will let them do so.
Tame? We just want to become friends.
Does anyone speak Draconic?
I doubt it.
I do not. Well, maybe.
Hi. In Draconic.
And he's staring at them and then climbs up on top of the oven to look over at you.
Boy.
Oh, this is what got us in trouble.
She's sleeping?
She loves to sleep.
She learned an errand to go see her, one of her sisters, because they're having an argument.
We kill
one of her sisters.
She's
draconic.
He starts to slink around.
Oh, I do speak draconic.
Nice.
Yes, we mean no harm, as you two hear Cade speak draconic, maybe for the first time.
The long neck snaps from looking at Percy to looking at you.
Oh boy.
You saying you mean no harm gives me pause.
I can't tell the tone of this language. I think it's going well.
It's a lot of hissing.
we're here to you know, check on this dumb child here and make sure that she's doing her job right. And we didn't want to disturb your rest because we know how important it is for you to get your sleep.
Give her a little sleepy slap with the girl.
Roll persuasion. Or, sorry, deception.
Persuasion.
Persuasion.
I think so. Percy's really coming through on us right on this right now.
16.
He seems to settle a little bit as his opposing role is very low.
We
was sleepy.
I'm sorry we woke you up, but we might have a snack that we can give you to, you know, help you get back to sleep.
As he rounds the other side of you, coming closer to the girl, he reaches out and snaps at her. Not enough to actually hit her, but enough to make her jump.
All right, I attack. No. I don't know what gets happened first, because you didn't tell us to roll initiative. But
I love my...
As he says right before Solstice attacks,
terror is the best teacher. Frightened children make the best workers.
Not a good guy.
All right, roll for initiative.
Not today, bitch.
To be fair, all Dolson saw was that, you know, like, it snapped in the little burrow. So it makes sense that you would have died.
Okay. But can I even get over there? I guess I would get as far as I can walk. Okay.
Well, you were in your group. What's your initiative? Delta check.
Oh, I got a 4.
A 4, okay.
Like, I was in the doorway, Cade was in the room, Percy was in the room, and you were in.
But I think he would have been, like, here.
Yeah, we were, like, huddled together.
You got, like, a 30, 40-foot movement speed, don't you?
Cody?
30. I did not roll.
Maybe that can be my action. I started charging towards them.
Yeah, +3. Where is he? 12.
Percy?
6.
8.
11.
Jelcher?
6.
Oh, I have Lay on Hands. That will help me.
I left.
All right. Solstice, you go first.
Okay. So I get just my movement or just an action or
you get
the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
You did before this all started. Your action is what began this, so I'll give you your full turn.
Okay, cool.
30 could get you there.
Okay.
She only needs to be within 10 feet.
And I have a glaive, so I can be.
So what do you want to make?
I don't have to be right up on him, but.
Like
there. Okay. Ew. That's going to be 18.
That will hit.
It's going to be 5 plus 3, 8 damage. Who wants to teach you some manners?
You lied!
Did he say in the common or draconic?
He says that in draconic.
Still don't know. We still don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's right. We are here to stop you, evil minion.
You speak Draconic?
No. I don't know what he says.
And that'll bring us down to Grinnelpaw.
Oh, what a cool name.
Yeah. Looks at you after hissing that out.
Oh, boy.
Wait, his name is Cradlefall? As if to fall out of a cradle?
That's his name.
It's the baby
temperament.
Dying.
Like,
I don't know what
to say.
He sucks in a breath.
Well, it's going to suck for you, my love.
And I need you to make a constitution save.
How big is the cone? Should the rest of us worry about it? I think Burnley's only got 15-foot cones.
7?
Yeah, just Solstice has to worry about it.
Make sure you don't have anything else. You
can have. Solstice and Percy, please. Con saves. What was that?
7.
You said con?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I tried.
Oh, that was quick. I rolled d20s instead of d6s. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
8.
All right, that is a 17 damage for both of you.
I'm down.
As it reaches back and basically hocks out acid in that radius as both of you watch Percy and Solstice take that down. Cody, you're up.
Cody? Cody time?
Cody time.
Cody time. Cody has no healing. Can I get light of sight to the guy? Is he hiding behind that bench?
No, he is now hovering in the air.
Ooh. A little flappy flappy.
So, let's see here. Do-do-do.
Cradle.
So, yeah, you can get line of sight around the oven.
Okay, can he... can he make a dex save, please?
Apparently not. That's a 10?
Okay, fairy fire.
Okay.
So he's now lit up. Everyone has advantage against him. Bonus action. I cannot also... Yeah. I think that's it for me.
Okay.
If I could actually move it. What I meant was if he could move me to get line of sight is what I should have said.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Great. All right, from Cody, we are down to Cade.
All right. So, that Sultan's going down really changed my turn because I had a different idea for this. But...
Jelcher can save Solstice if you need.
No, just narratively. Okay. I would like to hop onto the table.
Hippity hop.
And then I would like to take out the crossbow, take a aim at Cradle Robert, and fire.
All right. You hear from inside the grate, is there a battle going on out there?
Do you recognize that voice?
No.
Oh, okay. It just sounds a lot like Talavar. That's why I was like, Like excited for a second.
I only got a certain amount in me.
No, it's perfectly fine. I just was like, is it Talavar?
21 to hit.
That'll hit.
And that's a really hard to read dice. 4 piercing damage.
Your crossbow only does a d4?
Oh, actually, I was looking at the wrong one. D8. It's a d6. 7 damage.
Nice.
And then, so that was...
Did you roll with advantage?
Action. I did not roll with advantage.
See, you get a... Yeah.
Almost. I got a 19. And then for my bonus action, I would like the healing word. Solstice. As I hit decently well, I got him. I feel really bad about it. Solstice, what do you... Solstice? And that's 1d4 plus 4 healing. Or 8.
Thank you.
Nice. More than he had before he fell.
Yeah.
Cradle Ball hisses again as poison's dripping from its mouth, the arrow now stuck inside of it.
Is it poison or acid?
Both. He has poison breath, but they got like acid involved in here somewhere.
No, I
realize I just did a lot for a turn. Is there enough for a free action?
What is it?
What's the free?
Now that we are restored a little bit, the original plan was to take out the mask and Intraconic. We are your masters now.
Ooh.
The pig mask.
The wormling just looks at you and like tilts its head.
Yes, taunt him!
I hiss back.
That'll bring us to Percy.
Put the pig mask back right. In the north.
Percy, bonus action. We're gonna move. And then I'm going to click off, stupid. I was trying to be nice, but alright. And I'll just do crossbow. Yes. Nat 20? Is that
it? Bite.
Wish.
Oh, I forgot I had my stone's endurance sick. Well, that would.
Shoot. I don't know if it qualifies for saving throws.
Yeah, you're right. It just is reduced damage.
Tell me what you're hitting with again. I was moving some other things around.
Crossbow.
Okay.
And he got a nat 20.
Got it.
So
beautiful.
12 plus 22.
22?
Yeah, 22 damage. Thank you. You see, it is magical if it matters.
As it hits him again, he sort of falters and then manages to like lower himself onto the table, but he is leaking poison and acid out of several places now between the holes in his mouth that is now coming out more copiously, almost foaming, as he does not look good at all. And then...
Stick my tongue out of him.
As you do that, the door into the next room opens as you hear...
What's this racket going? Oh, I don't even remember what this sounded like. What is this racket going on? Oh, shit.
And the Lorna walks into the kitchen.
Yes! Bix, can we turn on that fan? I just realized
we're there.
And we return to combat.
Oh, yeah.
With the entry of Bavlorna going,
you guys? Oh, shit.
Does she look different than the last? Does she look like, has she aged? Have any of our scars made her deformed extra?
She looks exactly like you saw her on the first time you met her.
On principle, I'm annoyed that I didn't leave any lasting scars.
Magic is magic.
Yeah.
And that'll, I believe, bring us, who was last? I think it was, Percy was last. So that'll bring us to Jeldra.
Okay, can Jeldra just run over the clay oven straight to Bavlorna, please?
She cannot run over the clay oven. The surface is hot. She will hurt herself.
How bad?
About a jumping leap? Like a leap over it and then
tackle. Is she going to leave the children in the other room?
Yeah. Tackle.
As Jeldra sets them down with, sets them down with Chucklehead and says, meaning watch these. she can, if she runs over it, it'll be 5 damage.
Okay.
It's very hot.
Yeah.
What's your movement?
45.
Direwolf 50.
My life.
Okay, so from the clay oven, I want her to jump off. And then as a bonus action, I'm going to have her shift back into her human form.
Mm-hmm. Midair, Jeltring.
And then while she's in midair, I want her to cast Thunder Wave down at Bavlorna and the dragon so it does not hit Percy. Yeah.
Okay, so that'll be dex saves from each of them?
Yeah.
Chow.
Con, actually.
Oh, that's better, yeah.
Are you?
I don't know. Okay, that is an 11 for Bavlorna and a 24 for Cradlefall.
Cradlefall passes. Bavlorna does not. Hang on. It takes a long time for these dice to roll. So it'll be 14 for Bavlorna, 7 for Cradlefall.
Cradlefall slams into the wall and slumps onto the ground in a dead dragon-y heap.
Foul beast!
So she had how much damage? Sorry, 14?
14.
And it pushes her back 10 feet.
But into the floor because it was at an angle.
So she'll move back 5 feet.
And, I just don't want to move her out of that door, Coulter!
The door's open, so I'm going to move Cosmo in there just so that we can see him.
Okay.
Cosmo is still between us.
I mean, that's Cosmo will move in there, so...
Did Cosmo get his turn?
Cosmo had used all his movement.
Okay, sorry.
No, so, spell it, thank you.
That'll bring us to Solstice.
Okay, so I would like to get within 5 feet of her and attack her with my glaive again.
You have to get up though, right?
Her.
Oh, yeah, she was prone.
I was down.
That's only 5, 10, 15 to get there, right?
Yeah.
And she technically only needs to get within 10 feet, but.
Okay, that's a 13.
Does not hit.
That's all. But she's in my sentinel range now!
She looks up at you and goes, oh, you're the damagey one.
You're not getting away this time, foul hag!
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
We'll see.
Solstice, ask her not to mumble so much. It's hard to hear over here.
I said, I wouldn't be so sure about that.
In Draconic, I just hiss again.
It is... Bavlorna's turn.
Oh, great.
Oh, good.
But she just
I didn't heal myself again.
She got Cradlefall's thing. She didn't go yet.
No, I just thought I would get a turn before she did.
It's not how the order fell.
That's not how the cookie crumbles.
You're after her.
Yeah.
And then I'm after cookies.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
Damn. She starts to, like, unhinge her jaw as it hangs open. And then judges your height from the ground, and it starts to close again. And I need you to make for me.
Me?
Solstice. I need need you to make a saving throw of a kind that I'm about to tell you.
Something he's good at.
Oh, it's still a 7.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a 1.
It might be.
It is a 1. No, that's a 1.
I saw the 7, and I was like, oh, no.
Go ahead and say it all, Marker.
Yeah, I'm just totally missing what this saving throw was supposed to be, but that's okay.
It does not matter. Whatever it is, she failed.
As you shift into down compressing, and there is a giant toad sitting on the ground as you are polymorphed.
Oh, okay.
Wisdom.
Yes.
For polymorph.
Thank you. I was looking for it. I was like, it's either con or wisdom. It's right there. It's wisdom.
Take out the damage you want first and deal with the rest of you.
And then with that as her action, she stands back up and takes 1, 2, 3 steps back.
Okay, so I have my sentinel ability, but do I not have it as a frog?
You do. You have basically all of the stats of a frog.
So I can't, if she moves away, I can't make an attack of opportunity.
Right? I guess you could.
Because, like, I have the sentinel ability allows me to make one if she moves away from me.
Yeah, I mean, you have, like, the stats and intelligence of a frog, but I'd say even with the limited intelligence of a frog, you'd know, like, that bad, eat that. So, okay. Yeah, you can make it a attack of opportunity.
So
can I make... look up a frog stat?
Yes, please.
It's just a normal frog.
Just a normal frog, or a toad.
Toad, D&D.
And fighting. Does her speed then go to zero if I hit her?
No.
Okay.
No, it does not in this case.
What if she crits?
If she crits, I will let the sentinel feet stand.
Okay, and then do I have a different pool of HP? Or
frogs have no attacks.
I'll still let you do it. It's going to be a roll plus one. Because it'll be a dex.
17.
A frog has no effective attacks. It feeds on small insects. It specifically in the rules says it has no
attacks. But this is a toad.
I know. It's just funny that frogs have no attacks.
So as a... Sorry. She loves her amphibian little, like, warty gross friends. And she maybe made a mistake in turning you into this. So it's actually going to be a plus 4 to hit, which that still hit as a 17. That will be 1d10. 1d10 damage.
No, that's not going to work. 3.
Okay. And that's going to be 1d10 plus...
Wow.
2. So that's 5 piercing damage.
Excellent.
All right.
That will drop you to 0, which turns you back.
I piercing damage to Bethlor now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Wait, you did 5 piercing damage as a frog?
Yeah.
As a toad.
It's a toad, yeah. All right.
That's how determined I am. And toad, unicorn, human.
So she has to make a concentration check.
Goliath.
And she passed it. The 14. And that will bring us to Cody.
Okay.
To Cody.
I am willing to take the damage if I have to, but I need to get 30 feet where I can see her.
I think you can do it just by going around the thing.
I know, I'm just
5, 10, 15,
stating my intent 20, clearly.
25. We'll get you there.
Is that within... Can I see her from there?
Sorry, but I'm on top of the other... you.
You went there, you can see her, right?
Yeah. Okay.
This right here with the gear and the thing there looks like a skull.
It does.
Which thing?
Right here.
Oh, it does.
Okay.
Benny.
Looks very different on my screen.
If I score a nat 20 on a sharpshoot,
oh boy,
20 minus 5, does that still count as a crit or
not? It still counts as a crit, yeah. Okay. It's still a crit.
In that case, I'm sorry.
Did you just get a nat 20?
Yes.
Give it to me.
Okay, so that will be 4 plus 8 is 12.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 10, 22, plus 10. 32. 32. Now I need to roll.
32.
So that's 32 plus 9.
Why do we
41.
Plus 6.
47.
47.
Plus another 6.
53.
53. She's not looking great.
All right, now for my second attack.
And that was a 20 on that con check.
Damn it!
Bonus action.
Oh, that's right.
I'm only trying to hit...
Do you get the second attack if you're level 4?
Wait, it's my bonus action. It's my
option. Oh, okay.
So I'm just attacking Solstice. Does a 12 hit your froggy body?
Oh, it does.
It's a toad okay. body.
In which case, I do 10 damage to Solstice's little frog body.
Okay.
Explosion!
She got 20 left.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what?
That's a lot of HP for that
toad. Oh, it's...
It purely hurts. You two are going to have to talk about this later.
I thought thought for sure that would wipe her. Frogs don't usually have that much HP.
It's because she's a giant toad.
Oh, it's a giant toad.
Oh, wait, she's large then.
In this case, she is still medium.
I'm sorry. I thought she was a normal toad. Can I retcon that?
Sure.
I thought she was like a literal toad. Okay, well, I'm assuming a 12 doesn't hit Valmor.
No.
Okay. So it doesn't matter.
Okay. She now we are
okay. Okay.
It's like she has something she wants to do, but we'll wait for you guys to go.
Good. I deserve my turn.
Do you?
Yes. I am going to make my way over to the rest of the party.
Downtown.
I'm going to walk fast.
I don't think any faces pass.
No faces pass.
He's not homebound.
25.
I'm technically a small creature, if that helps positioning, so I can get in there.
Bounce, bounce,
it's just
bounce.
30.
Because
then you're still considered a medium human, or medium creature, right?
Nope, I'm small. A handgun can be small or medium.
But he still takes up 5.
Technically, yes, but I believe two small creatures can share the same square.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm flying though anyway, so.
Yeah.
So I'll get you 30, but I get you underneath me. So I'm going to put myself 5 back.
I'm a toad.
I tried to save you.
Thank you.
No, you tried to hurt Solstice.
Well, yeah, if she'd had 5 HP, she would have come back as Solstice.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about later. I'm going to take out the crossbow.
Real quick, your boy Shelby just gifted a subscription to the channel, so thank you, your boy Shelby.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shelly.
You have D4 inspiration in turn. Use at work, in your personal life, anytime you'd like, just add a D4 to whatever that role was.
Next time you're putting on one of those shirts that's really hard to button, make sure you use that inspiration.
Yeah.
Actually, at work, I have a D20 on my desk, and people regularly walk by, roll it, and go, what does that mean? And then they walk away.
Bring in a D4 for your boy Shelby.
Depends on what your bonuses are.
Shelby?
Duh.
It'll be this one. That's a D4. The pyramid. I'm going to pull out the crossbow. I'm going to aim it at the hag.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, mumble this, and then shoot.
Yes.
For a 17.
That'll hit.
Nice.
Sweet.
It's cute that you got the gift sub.
Ooh. 9 piercing damage.
Okay. About moving.
And then as the crossbow bolt goes into her, I'm gonna go, yes! See, Cody, I can do it too! And you're gonna get inspiration from my last bardic inspiration.
Which is what?
A D6 still.
And in response to your call out of mumble this, she does respond.
Still in draconic in frustration. I can't understand you. Which
a fly comes buzzing out of her mouth as she does that mumble.
I eat the fly.
Oh, yeah. Did that restore some HP?
Yeah, give you one
more.
It's a good berry.
As a reminder, since you haven't seen her in a little bit, that's who you're fighting.
Ugh.
The froggy bitch.
Mercy.
All right, you're up, Percy. Oh no!
Can I catapult down?
I'm glad that it was white because it almost looks like it's fine.
It's okay.
It's actually really great because because there's a delay, I got to look down at the screen right as it happened because I didn't get to see it in real life. So good job, buddy.
Anyway, no, you can't catapult that. It is in the material plane. And you are in the Feywild.
I'm going to move.
It's okay. I'll get some more stickies for it later.
Fuck with the him here. I don't remember his name.
Cosmo?
Cosmo's gonna move there. I love my pets, I promise.
Winging your pet?
No, if I could catapult him, it would happen.
It would hurt.
Can you imagine? A metal
hand. He's a contract. He can't feel pain.
Exactly.
Keep telling yourself that. Keep telling yourself that.
Keep showing your insensitivity.
I've been rewatching Westworld, man. They can feel pain.
Those are androids. It's not what this is.
Can I pick something up off the floor and catapult it at her? Is there like a...
There's jars all over the room? Yeah.
Jar of grubs.
Can I get a dex saving throw from her, please?
You can.
She better fucking fail.
You can get it successful, for sure. Dex is one of her really strong ones. Well?
So the jar of grubs goes flying. Smashes her in the face.
Immediately regrets it. It's like...
Twelve damage.
I swear to God, I was gonna say if you kill her right now, I'd be so mad. No.
Okay.
But she does get like a tongue that comes out and licks off all of the grubby mess off of her face as it pulls back into that gaping maw.
So then, what's his face, Cosmo? Attack.
You do you, metal buddy.
Come on. Fucking crit. Cosmo, come on. Come on. It's a 24.
That'll hit.
All right.
What did you call Cosmo a Jew?
No, like Juju. Like good Jew.
So you called him a Jew twice?
Six damage.
So I'm like, that's stricken from the record, please. Yes.
I would as well.
Problematic, actually, too.
Does not down her. She's still up, but she does have to make some more constitution saves to see if Solstice comes back into Solstice form. That's a 10. And a 10. She is still okay.
Oh. 10?
Yeah, it's under a 10 or above, yeah.
Rickety-frack. Don't talk back.
And that'll bring us from Percy to Jotra.
Jotra.
Why didn't they give these hags legendary actions? Why didn't I give these hags legendary
actions? Because we're level 4. Here's
one way. That's true, we are kind of low level still.
The ghost of assistance have given her legendary actions.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Wild shape is a bonus action. Giant spider.
I don't know if she has any wild shapes left.
She does.
She does? Mm-hmm. This is her last one then, okay.
This is her last one, yeah. I mean, technically, anytime we take a short rest, she gets them back, but she had one on her character sheet, okay. So I used it. Actually, she just needs to be inside the door, so she doesn't need to be within 5 feet. Is she within 5 feet?
She's within 5 feet right now. She comes back here.
Yeah, that's fine. Strength check. Wait, no. I need to make an attack roll. +5, 20
That'll hit.
All right. The target is restrained by webbing. They may, as an action, make a strength check to burst free of the web.
Fantastic.
And Jake, my boy Shelly, yeah, D12 inspiration.
So. Yes. Ooh, D12.
Nice. Thanks, you boy, Shelly.
We'll see how long they need it.
And yes, you get to pick whoever you want to give it to, so.
And if you're watching on YouTube, you're probably a little bit confused.
Oh, yeah, you boy, Shelly, just because I'm C. Ogden, so if you did give it to me, it would be for the hag. All right, anything else from Jeltra?
I think that's all she can do. She used bonus action, she used move, she used web. Yes.
Solstice?
Can I do anything as a toad?
Yeah,
you can.
Can I try to not be a toad anymore?
You do not get
can
to
she save kill herself? That.
You drop it in the fire! You drop it in the fire!
The fire, I will say that you have enough wherewithal to attack because you already did once.
Alright, I'll just try to attack as a toad.
I mean, technically she has the mind of a giant toad. No, she retains her personality.
Yeah, but with the mind of a giant toad. But that's why I was saying before, she just like, that thing's bad, hit that thing. Yeah. So.
Go hit your toad mommy.
Four.
Four to hit?
Yeah, I guess it moved me next to it.
So that's a 4, which is an 8. So an 8 does not hit.
D12 is.
You get a plus 4 to your attacks. That's not bad.
Wow. What is this attack that a toad is making?
A bite. A
little slap. Oh, okay.
It's like a. It's like your.
Okay, cool.
And if she was a medium or smaller, which she is, you could try to swallow her as well. She's probably getting
sexual gratification from this. How dare I play into her game?
All right. Anything else?
That's all. I can't use my lay on hands for myself, right? To heal my
Goliath. Not when you're a toad.
Okay.
Yeah, not when you're a toad.
All right, that's all. Oh, I already attacked anyway, so I was like, use that.
Toad City, bitch. Toad City.
As she lays there, covered in web, you see her hands start to move. As she mutters to herself further, and the form becomes more and more incorporeal as the webbing falls to the ground.
No!
Do we get a tax opportunity?
She is plane shifting.
Am I still a toad?
Does anyone have a counter? I had enough level for counterspell.
You are out of combat.
She's a slippery one.
You are now back to Solstice.
Whoa.
It's a very fun image as her form becomes transparent. Solstice is morphing back into a person shape.
She disappears.
And then she said, ting, 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 and like darts are thrown where she was.
And a bolt from my crossbow.
Just as a heads up. A staircase runs along the wall of this circular room and climbs to an upper level. Tucked behind curtains of moss and ivy are numerous bookshelves bearing ancient tomes. And built into one of the bookcases is a tall oval mirror in a wooden frame. The green candlelight emanates from the eye sockets of a human skull resting on an open roll-top desk.
Yes.
Can I search for my teddy bear?
Why can we not kill that particular hag?
Laying hands on the
floor. Fuck all hags, and you in particular. She's a slippery one. It's all that time in the swamp. She's gotten all slimy. You can. Go ahead and roll investigation.
It's so much ham.
As from the kitchen, you see the little girl tuck her head back out as like her friends are all coming to comfort her. Is it safe now?
Jeltra Spider comes up with.
She kind of looks up and puts out a hand and pats the spider. I know you're a lady.
And then the spider pats her on the head. It's like
21.
You remember from your last encounter with the hag that they tend to keep things in special, specific hiding places. And while this appears to be a study, you get the idea that you haven't reached the inner sanctum.
Okay.
From inside the grate in the kitchen, you hear,
I might be able to be of service if somebody wants to let me out of here.
Cody immediately zips up his pants, deciding not to pee into this grate.
Not that I didn't enjoy the glimpse of Tallyworker, it's been a while, but I would prefer to just not be in here.
I can look down in there?
Yes.
Strolling over to Kate's... Who is that?
Somebody talking about Tallyworkers?
A 3-foot square padlock iron gate covers a 5-foot deep, 5-foot wide cell built into the kitchen floor. Within, you see a bedraggled and grumpy dwarf named Elkhorn.
I've been in here a while, and the lovely girl there has been throwing me scraps, but it would be nice to not be in a 5-foot by 5-foot coop.
How do I get you out?
Is there a password? I can do this. And I bend down, and I would like to vicious mockery the lock again.
Call back!
I forgot I let that fly last time.
Technically, first I tried to convince the lock to open.
Yes.
Then he vicious.
You have established precedent.
Go ahead and roll damage.
That's a D4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus anything? I can't remember.
I don't know. I don't think it is. I think it's just a D4. But you tell me, bud.
It's just 1d4. I lean down and go, just a stupid lock. Open now or you can stop.
Ooh, it didn't rhyme.
One damage.
You see the lock rattle
in fear
and hold.
Percy? Oh, I used the key the kid gave me.
It was to the kitchen door.
I still try it.
It is very clearly too large to fit inside this lock.
Can we make it a bump key?
I try longer than I should.
And finally, Jeldra's spider comes over and just puts it.
But it's the key to this room.
Nall looks at you with a little bit of a consternation and maybe confidence fading. I think it was just to the door.
I just want it out of character. Look deep into that child's eyes and goes, yes, I am not the hero you should hope for.
It's, what is it again?
These tools are...
Yeah, how do we do these tools?
Dexterity
plus sleight of hand.
Plus proficiency if you have proficiency in it.
It's sleight of hand plus proficiency.
Yeah. Give me that. Okay, Pat. Pat May.
That would be a 20.
Yeah, after he insults it, and the lock is clearly, like, loosened from that in considering its choices, and then gets roughly plugged with something that is way too large, you manage to just, like, crack it open super easy, and the lock almost seems relieved to not have to do this anymore.
Oh, I should've just gotten lubrication.
If the item could be relieved, it is relieved.
It relieves itself?
And it, you swing open the...
Swing open the break!
Gives a little sigh.
And Elkhorn...
Do you have a picture of Elkhorn?
I was gonna see if I do. I think they maybe just put, like, a picture of a dwarf for him.
Okay.
So... Oh, no, actually, that is a picture of him.
I was gonna say, is he a hot dwarf?
Arguably.
So, as soon as he comes out, I'll...
He is not wearing his armor and doesn't have his weapon or anything, and he's clearly been down here for weeks.
I mean, like, hey, after a shower...
As much as I appreciate the invitation, I believe we have a mission to accomplish.
Oh, right. I would just like to point out that you flirted with me first.
Well, you exposed yourself to me.
On accident? I thought you were a toilet.
I am a dwarf.
Well, no, but I thought you were living in a toilet.
First, you check the side door.
I don't even know where to go from here. All I'm saying is, what do we get out of here? Shoulder shot.
After a shower. Or a bath?
I would
do
like.
Do they have showers here?
I would like a shower, or a bath, and my armor back.
Sounds good.
I run over to the pot rack and hand him a pot that will fit over his head. It's...
Percy, any luck on that door?
Is it open?
Put it on his head.
Takes it off. I think I'll be more useful, be able to see.
And no, no, big enough to where it just hits over.
It's so too big. You're trying to go out the side door?
I'm just opening it to see what's behind it. And no, I'm not listening. It's my own pit.
Are you pissed?
Because the hat got away!
Oh, that's a good reason for this. We are kind of lackadaisical about that.
To one side of the giant toppled tree is a grove of bearded willows on the bank of a murky woodland pond. A patch of tilled earth spreads beneath their boughs. The caps of several red toadstools are just beginning to emerge from the loam.
Well, that's cute.
It seems like a trap.
Yeah. We'll come back to you later.
Yeah. You get some of those fanged fellows with their blood and whatnot.
They like to vampires?
Red caps.
Red caps.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
This place is very strange.
Vampire red caps?
Cody. Upstairs we go.
Have you all seen any of my companions?
What do your companions look like?
Are they red caps?
No, they're humans. We entered Prismere to confront the Archfey here and try to stop the League of Malevolent.
Are your human companions children?
No. Although these children are really fantastic, and he pats one of them on his shoulder.
What about that crazy guy in the cave? who spun stuff into gold.
Which
was your was your companion a landlord?
They were warriors of the highest caliber.
Not the same.
Were they also dwarves?
Humans.
Oh wait, he's
were they human way. Dwarves?
No.
Humans.
They were all dwarves, tall compared to me.
Dwarfman?
What is a dwarf again?
I don't think we run into them.
Okay, and you're not human.
No.
I am human.
Fair.
And this is my unicorn. Look.
Hello.
I have a feeling perhaps we should keep moving.
I would love to. Upstairs.
If you're feeling up to it, let us go.
Everyone's always saying that to me.
I put a paw in the air and I turn on my heels and I go, upstairs! And I start walking upstairs.
And Elkhorn joins your party.
Oh,
League of Malevolence
has come up before. They stole your unicorn friend.
Okay. I was just going to say, can we roll to see if we know anything about
him? I think you would remember off the bat.
He hired the orc assassin.
Oh,
that's why things were weird. Okay, the map kept moving every time I tried to move anything else, and it's because the map ended up on the token layer. And I was like, why is this
weird?
You all didn't free the elemental, right?
The what?
The what?
Oh, the oven.
Oh,
do we need to?
I mean, I have no problem either way. I'd say just don't get in its way if it comes out.
I will go and look into the thing of the oven and be like, would you like to be free?
Very much so.
All right, how do I free you?
Just be common. That's lovely.
I guess open the door.
From halfway up the stairs, I'm like, what's going on?
I opened the door.
Okay, it's going to take me a while. If you could just leave this open.
Okay. I need you to promise, because Joshua would be very mad at me if I didn't do this. I need you to promise to not roast, consume, or kill any children that you come across.
The children are the small ones?
Yes, I think so. Apparently they can also be dwarves. And don't. Sometimes they're adults, but they are not children.
Just don't hurt anything!
I can do that.
Unless it is Bavlorna.
What's a Bavlorna?
Anything frog-like is fair game.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can see, like, right?
Flames beginning to, like, lick their way out of the tunnel as it starts to kind of pull itself forward slowly, the small space giving it a little bit of trouble.
But you know what a frog is, right?
Is that like a children?
No. It's different. I'm going to draw him a picture of a frog.
No one's ever tried to cook one of those in here.
Oh, okay. Well, if you see any frogs, fair game.
Okay.
Out of character, what is it? A fire elemental is just in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trapped.
Hey, if you never want to buy firewood.
That's actually a surprisingly common thing I've found in D&D things is they take elementals and trap them to do things like that.
That's so sad.
Like, there was a water one, and there was a steam one.
There's been quite a few water ones, yeah.
That's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And like there was a water and fire method in Sunless Citadel that when they interacted, it created steam that they used to bathe with.
Additionally, did anybody search the kitchen?
Percy was mad, and Cody's waiting for the fire guy. So
Kate up the stairs.
All right, so going up the stairs in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Phantasmagorical.
Okay, I will look for another jar of pickled grubs, though.
Oh, that's easy to find. They were, like, in a row.
Okay.
She's well-organized.
Yes.
Uncharacteristic.
She's not the very slovenly sister that that Bevlorna is.
Bless you. And use my needles to stab grubs.
What are grubs, really?
Baby insects?
Oh.
Okay.
Maggots, caterpillars, grubs.
Gotcha.
Have you seen...
Chum of the insect world?
Have you seen Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters?
Mm-mm.
Almost everything about this bedroom is orderly. From the bed with the patchwork quilt to the ornamental pigs arranged in a neat row on the dresser. Such tidiness is at odds, however, with the decaying dollhouse sitting on the bedside table. The 3-foot-tall edifice has seen better days and is now besmirched by peeling paint, mold, and rot. Behind the dollhouse, by the window, moths flutter inside a large bell jar. Facing one another along the outer wall are a pair of doors. Next to the door closest to the staircase is a wooden rocking cradle with a neatly folded blanket in it.
My love, I just wanted to say that your frog form was my least favorite one you've ever seen.
Agreed.
I start investigating, looking for my damn teddy bear that was stolen from me in the night.
Right. If you see any frogs, make sure you stand. You got to put your arm completely in the mouth in order to get the magic item.
Noted.
I've seen the bed. I think we should maybe try to figure out a place to rest.
Inside the hag's house?
I don't know. I'm like half beat up. He's not looking good. Like I got one spell left.
I would be happy to die to take down that.
Can we take a short rest and then I can have children use some spells to heal us?
I have Song of Rest.
Go by some fire.
Try that.
Yeah, we can take a short rest and do that. What was your investigation?
10.
I don't need a short rest, so can I be searching the room while they rest?
You can. As everybody begins to rest and the two of you begin to search before you begin your song of rest, you're not finding very much. Give me your investigation check.
Can you just make a perception? No.
I mean, if you're just trying to perceive the room, but if you're trying to look for something.
I got a nat 20. It's an 18.
As
never happens.
As Cade is having a difficult time finding anything, the room just so neat that there's no clutter to dig through, where no weird knickknacks where this thing might be, you register how strange the dollhouse is and how it doesn't fit anything else in the room.
Yeah.
And you realize that there's something special about it, that there's something that perhaps is tied to why she is what she is, with her toy factory and everything that she makes and the way that she herself is a toy. And as you begin to point it out to Cade, frustrated, not able to find anything, leans on the table and puts a hand on the top of the dollhouse and vanishes.
Ooh.
I zip up my zipper, deciding not to pee on the dollhouse.
Where is this, like, urinating thing coming from?
I just had to pee.
I'm sorry. I what?
Cade.
Yeah?
You...
Can you say this happened near the end of the hour?
You appear inside a dingy and grubby foyer.
Oh, no.
In what appears to be an ornate manor that has had much better days than today. There are cobwebs on the corner. With your 20 investigation check, you see through the window of the dollhouse, Cade standing in the foyer.
Whoa.
And that is where we'll end tonight. thank you all so much for joining us. I think I actually was a little short, unfortunately. I was trying to go to the actual 2 hours, but we did get through a lot of the house today. And they at least know where Cade is, and we'll start next time with that short rest completed. With that, thank you everybody for watching. We will be back, if you're watching on Twitch, in about a half an hour with Strixhaven.
Curriculum of
DM'd by Ryu. And thank you so much, Sparky, Dothy, but Daniel, Rio's mom, Alistair, Sean, Rockleman, Deskgrasp, Eric Fox, Miko, Dream, Meepo, not Miko, Meepo, Dream Lover, and Duke Relin. And with that, we will come up with a tagline.
Hello, everybody.
Eventually.